Call a meeting to order. Is the blip blap blooping? Okay.
Is there a quorum?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. We have, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of both the 6th of April and the 15th of April.
I'll move it.
Dean?
I'll second.
Second. Jan, if discussion, is anybody, everybody had an opportunity to look at them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. There's those. If we pass them along. Resolutions, 197. Actually, can't do these in a lump.
That's what I was going to suggest.
Do we have to make a motion to lump them? Okay, I'd entertain a motion to lump 197, 198, 199, 201, and it's reaffirming, it's reappointment of people to ask in task force. So.
I'm okay.
Okay, Jeanette.
I'll second it.
Second, Dean. Discussion? All in favor on the lump?
Aye.
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 Okay, so move. Then on the lump of 197 through 2001, move it. Jeanette, okay.
I think
Dean?
You'd find a better way to describe that.
How should I say that?
Block it.
Oh, block it. I'm sorry.
Lump it.
Group it.
Okay.
They lumped.
All right. Any discussion on the blocked lump? So if none, all in favor? Aye. Opposed? Good. Thank you. All right. Resolution 2002, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement in New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, aid to prosecution, district attorney. This is an ongoing thing. Oh, I'll entertain a motion then to move it along.
I'll move it. For discussion, right?
For discussion, yes.
Excuse me, boss.
Okay.
Okay.
Discussion.
If you want to just take a minute while I read through all this.
Yep.
No.
But
I know who would do that.
I read through all this. I was here early, and I don't, you know, it's something that's been going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
So I'll move it.
Okay.
I'll second.
So, all right. We already have it for discussions, then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Hold on. I'm signing my lump here. Huh. Or JOB. Huh. Lumping me. Okay, 2003, oh, I'm sorry, 203, I apologize. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services for the Aid to Defense Program, public, the Public Defender's Office. This is entertain a motion to for discussion.
I'm over.
Okay,
Jeanette,
second, Dean.
It's all state
discussion.
Money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's ongoing.
Right.
You can do it. Okay. Other discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opposed? In 2004, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Randolph Valley School District to provide deputy sheriff as school resource officer, Ulster County Sheriff. Move it for discussion.
Second.
Yeah.
Okay, Dean, Jeanette, second.
And I'll. Yeah.
It's all revenue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move to pass it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay. Paul? How are we looking at it?
We're doing pretty good. Can I just preface it by saying my usually monthly comment that I hate it when they vote on resolutions when somebody from that office doesn't mm-hmm. show up. Okay. Not that there was any questions, but we show up every month religiously.
I go through the same thing.
Yeah,
sometimes.
So I just like to get that
yeah,
on the record.
Yeah, but I don't have any problems yeah. when you know it's basically statement.
I agree with you, but maybe somebody would have a question about it, and if there was a question, there'd be nobody here to really answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And with the DA's office and public defender, I agree with you. I would vote yes on that.
Yeah.
If you look at our report that I gave you, we really hustled for the month of April for board-ins because we knew it was going to stop, and it has stopped.
Oh, okay.
So we went from, we averaged 71 a day in April. They have now opened up their new temporary housing unit, so they removed a lot of them. So far for the month of May, we're only averaging 23 a day.
Okay.
So, but we only budgeted for 20, so we're still way ahead of the game.
Okay, cool.
Because of the guys really stepped up for the first 4 months of the year, we're going to be fine for this year.
Okay.
So the trick will be try and figure out, we have these months here to figure out how we're going to budget for next
yeah.
year.
Okay.
So we're doing good on the telephone revenue. There's a big push by the federal government, some kind of regulatory commission to stop us being able to charge them for phone calls. So we don't know what's going to happen. They're going to make a decision in,
I think, September.
No, it's the federal government.
The federal government.
Yeah, because nationwide they charge inmates for phone calls.
Yeah.
So they're talking about stopping it or reducing it. So we're good probably until October or November. We'll know more then.
But what are they going to... But they don't give you anything to replace.
No. Well, we can also stop giving them phone calls. Of course, then they're going to riot and it'll cost us...
Yeah.
Nationwide, some of the jails, I mean, they'll have a $1, $2 a minute surcharge.
Yeah, we're not milking them here. And yeah. I think if nationwide they say, hey, pay whatever the rate is, you know, then everybody will agree with it. But then these phone companies don't make what they're used to making.
Yeah.
But there's video conferencing. Orange County is going to go to video visiting, which I forget what regulatory commission it is. They don't oversee video.
Right. Oh, okay.
So they're going to charge $20 a visit and limit the visit to maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. I know we looked at that within the department.
Yeah.
And I know the phone stuff in New York State corrections is minimal, but there are some that, you know, you make a 5-minute phone call home, it's $15 or $20.
Right. We don't make a ton of money. I mean, we're going to make $230,000 or so, but the intelligence we get from those phone calls, listening to the MAs talk,
it's
priceless. The you couldn't put a price on the information we get.
And nationwide, I mean, you know, Dave, I know, because I was a member of CIU, or the hospital negotiation
team. That's all the other free stuff they get.
And, you know, they collared a couple of guys coming out of Attica with some of the stuff they were talking about with the Muslim population down in the city.
Holly successfully prosecuted a gang murder trial based on the stuff we got off inmate phone calls.
Yeah.
So anyway, other than that, we're doing great.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right. And just as part of the packet, the Sheriff's Office Awards Banquet, which is Friday, May 15th, so that's a week from this Friday. So if people can go. Last time around, there were a couple questions about the cameras. So it was easy because I made a couple phone calls and then Jay did all the work. So I have to give Jay the credit. But the a lot of the initial placement of cameras was based on, Paul, you had mentioned last time around, Jack Hayes, the request for cameras in legislative chambers. There are a couple other legislators that had requested stuff for outside. And if you go and you check at the desk now downstairs, the guy's got a nice TV screen, and he can get ESPN 1 and 2 on it, and so he can get all the ballgames on it. But so they can see all the screens, where they are, they identify them, so you can, you know, one guy can watch a lot of areas.
What about up here? Does it show the clerk's office?
No.
Why not?
I don't think they have cameras there, but I think they're in the hallway, so it can show movement in. They're in the legislative chambers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they all have somebody walk in there. There's no way out.
And I don't think that all the cameras have been put in, but it's also part of the rest of my story, if I ever get there, is it's part of a capital project.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And going through 2019, you know, it's something that they're going to put cameras around. And so, you know, and those, from what I know, and my knowledge is relatively limited when it comes to anything that's computerized, but usually those cameras are pretty, they're stationary, but they're fairly easily moved, because I don't think they're going to put the, like we had the jail camera kind of thing. So, you know, we can talk to ladies out here. If they want a camera in here, we could probably put something in here. And I know the guy downstairs had a good idea. He was going to start selling, viewing rights, because everybody wants good comic relief. So, you know, the third Tuesday of every month and stuff like that. So, so that was the answer to that. I know people had some questions. So, I'll work with Vicki and everybody a little bit if they think they want it in here, because it's an ongoing capital project through 2019. So, and I know the guys down below are happy to be able to, with one scan, see a lot of area, so they're real happy about that. So.
It's not held long enough. That's the only thing I can say about that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They don't hold it long enough.
How long are they held?
I think it's only 30 days.
Oh, okay.
Pictures, you mean? What do you mean? That's
the video.
The tape
recording.
Yeah, the recording part of it. So I think it's only 30 days.
And how long would you recommend? What do you think it should be held for?
Well, more than 30 days, because something could happen, you know, well after that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, right.
6 months?
Maybe. Yeah, I would say that too.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a 30 days.
I mean, it's easy to save stuff. You just need a place to save it too.
Yep. So things we'll have to jot down. Part of old business, the grievance situation with Ken Wisnick had brought that up last
Right, time. And I sent him everything that I have on that. I should have copied you guys too, I think.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, no, we're working good on that, and it's a Dutchess County issue, not ours. And now with the majority of their inmates going back, it'll be less of an issue. But Ellen Kirkpatrick, who's our, you know, the person in charge of our unit, she's right on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I know from state corrections that a lot of times, you know, the way the inmates grieve and the way it may be perceived, if you're from the outside, and I think that's partially the way Ken saw it. He didn't see the overall picture. So it does happen.
Yeah, and we're good.
Because believe me, if you weren't good, they'd be all over you.
Yes.
So, okay. Any other old business? Anything? New business? Anything? Paul, you guys were a big help today. We've been rocking and rolling down in my end of the county.
It's going crazy. Now, just got worse.
I don't know what happened.
With the fire now they're doing evacuations, and then a lady we think is a New York City police officer fell off the Ice Gaze Mountain and is dead. So we're working on that right now.
So that's where they were running when I was.
Yeah, the whole that end of the county.
Yeah.
Is that the problem with all the fires? Because they said it's. Yep. I seen that warning.
Her falling is different from the fire, so just. Yeah. You know, yesterday was a full moon, so. Yeah.
Where'd that go? About 4 o'clock that she fell, because I know.
Where did she fall from?
Probably Sam's Point area.
On a hike trail, you know, an Ice Cave Mountain, and fell down a 30-foot crevice.
Yeah, I turned the page off at 3:30. I said, because I don't think the Napanoc or Ellenville fire whistle stopped blowing all bloody day. And Gronx, and they were in Ellenville, and Napanoc's in Ellenville, because Ellenville's out helping Summitville, and the ambulance, we were running wild. We helicoptered two guys out of a trailer fire. And but you guys were very helpful helping us carry the guy, and a couple of frequent flyers. You guys would know him, and we would know him. But I was saying before, it was 11 o'clock. The one guy was so drunk he couldn't. He stood up, and somebody behind him pushed him forward. So
11 o'clock. What took him so long?
We could get him on the stair chair. So anyway. All right. Well, keep up the good work, though.
Our guys are doing a good job.
Yeah. No, they are. They are. They're God. My back thanks them every time they help us, because it saves me a lot of work. It saves all of us a lot of work. And SP too. Even the SP guys have been really great. So. So you got to commend them all. So really appreciate it. Any other new? Okay. I'd entertain a motion then to adjourn.
I don't know if anything.
I'll move it.
Move it? Okay.
No problem.
All right. Remember Mother's Day. Second Jeanette. All in favor?
Yes. Yeah.
Aye. Okay. Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is Sunday. Don't wait until Saturday to send your mother something like I do sometimes when she's in Florida.
Not nice.